Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Yeah. Hey, ow, good morning. Don Lemon is cold, that's what it is. It's 18 degrees here.
And expecting 5 to 8 inches of snow,
oh,
it says?
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to get 8 inches, Don.
You sure ain't coming over, that's true.
Oh, my God, stop it. Stop it. Stop.
A good one is a good one, so we'll be quiet.
Oh, stop.
Jay, I just wanted you all right, because I won't tick you off, player. You all right? Okay.
A good one is a good one. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. This is serious stuff. I have breaking news to share, serious stuff, with all of you about the Oscars. This came in last night. The president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, Cheryl Boone Isaacs, you know she's a black lady. She released a statement last night, which reads in part, this is a part of it. I'd like to acknowledge the wonderful work of this year's nominees. While we celebrate their extraordinary achievements, I'm both heartbroken and frustrated about the lack of inclusion. This is a difficult but important conversation, and it's time for big changes. The Academy is taking dramatic steps to alter the makeup of its membership. In the coming days and weeks, we will conduct a review of our membership recruitment in order to bring about much-needed diversity in our 2016 class and beyond. And I'm sure we'll put that statement on Black America Web for you along with this commentary. So just in case you're living under a rock, let me explain what's going on at this year's Oscar nominations. The Oscars are so white, you need sunblock to look at the nominees' pictures. All right. The Oscars are so white. It should be Oscars so white, but I'm trying to be proper. Oscars so white that Macklemore and Iggy Azalea have been asked to host. Thank you very much. Of course, those are jokes. They're all written by someone else on Twitter. I did steal them from Twitter as part of the hashtag Oscars so white, which is trending once again this year. But what's really no joke is that despite great roles from great actors in great movies, no actors of color were nominated in any of the major categories. And when it comes to a major black movie, the one that was nominated, like Straight Outta Compton, the nomination went to their two white writers Best Original Screenplay. Jay, you want to weigh in on that?
No. I mean, I understand what they're upset about, Jada and Will. But Hollywood is Holly White, and if you're going to protest with some of these writers and tech people who don't ever get jobs on all black shows. And that's not what they're talking about. Even the lady who's in president of the Oscars, this statement came out a day late. It should have came out the minute the nominees came out.
That's what people are saying. It's a day late and a dollar short. And I will get to Will and Jada Smith, at least Jada Pinkett Smith. It's also no joke that the man who is hosting the Oscars this year is a black man who happens to be a comedian. Play it.
I'm Chris Rock, and I'm hosting the Oscars. Much like New Year's Eve, it'll be a night that ends with a lot of drunk, disappointed people swearing they'll do better next year.
When Chris Rock tweeted out his newest Oscar promo, he captioned it, the White BET Awards. He's not the only black Hollywood. I didn't get a rim shot for that. He's not the only black Hollywood insider speaking out. Filmmaker Spike Lee announced on Instagram that he and his wife will not be attending the Oscars this year and asked, how is it possible for the second consecutive year all 20 contenders under the actor category are white? You might remember Lee received an honorary Oscar that was back in November of 2015, used the occasion to chastise Hollywood about the lack of diversity.
So we could talk, you know, yabba, 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 but we need to have some serious discussion about diversity and get some flavor up in this. This industry is so behind sports, it's ridiculous. It's easier to be the president of the United States as a black person than be the head of studio.
Now to the accomplished actress Jada Pinkett Smith that Jay mentioned, who just so happens to be married to the accomplished actor Will Smith, who was snubbed, some say, this year for his leading role in the movie Concussion. Pinkett Smith posted this video on her Facebook page.
It's our responsibility now to make the change. Maybe it is time that we pull back our resources and we put them back into our communities. Hey, Chris, I will not be at the Academy Awards and I won't be watching, but I can't think of a better man to do the job at hand this year than you, my friend. Good luck.
a lot of people are. What? She sounds like, what was she in the bubble bath?
Sounded like she was in the bathroom and the shower was going. What was she doing?
It was her meditation room.
What the hell? How you gonna take that
room is a meditation room.
That's what I was saying. Yes.
There is a throne in there.
We need to get together.
A lot of people feel a certain kind of way about that because they want Chris Rock to succeed and get him to get higher ratings because he is African-American, but they want to also address the diversity in Hollywood. Pinkett Smith, like Will Smith, won't be going and won't be watching because they believe people like Idris Elba for Beasts of No Nation, Michael B. Mm-hmm. Jordan and Ryan Coogler for Creed, and the entire acting cast of Straight Outta Compton were snobbed. It's not quite a boycott. But I'm sure the Motion Picture Academy Awards and Sciences is concerned that it certainly could turn into one. My question to you is, should it?
Why did they wait until they didn't get nominated to be mad? This has been going on for years about black people not working in Hollywood. Black writers, black directors, black tech people. Now that they don't get nominated, they upset. Chris better take that money. He got to work. He's got to work.
Well, that's true. They have to work. But what about people who? What about the idea that you have to start somewhere when you?
Yeah, but I mean, you could have started this fight a long time ago. You didn't have to wait until Will didn't get nominated, or Straight Outta Compton. You could have started this fight years ago. This ain't new.
It seems like you think it seems like sour grapes.
Yeah, bad watermelon. I mean, however you want to pick it, I don't know.
However you want to pick it.
Both of them make you sick.
Aren't you glad he's back, Don? Didn't you miss your boo?
No comment. Can I say I can't confirm
bad
nor
deny. Bad watermelon
will
set you up, John. I'm going to tell you that.
Well, we'll see, because a lot of people are waiting, and some people feel the way you feel. You remember the original Aunt Viv, the dark skin, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was Aunt Viv at first.
Aunt Viv went upstairs and never came back, and Will didn't fight for her. And now she wants Will. They want everybody to fight for them.
I don't know if that they want everybody to fight for them. I don't think that's what they're doing.
Is their cause. Well, they're saying people should boycott.
Well, she's boycotting. I don't know that she's calling for others, too. She's just saying what she is doing.
Well, she did say, I think it's time that
right,
we
but
stop.
But she
basically
did not
saying
say,
casting our pearl before swine, right? It's sort of the sentiment.
Sound like to me.
Asking
saying,
for other people's approval.
Click your heels together and you'll be home. That's what it sounded like to me.
Did she get fired, though? I thought she had a fight with Will and then quit.
Who, Jada?
Aunt Viv.
She wanted more money, and they said, you're not going to get it, and so she set out, but Will didn't stand up for her. So, I mean, that's his fight, and that's her fight. So, I mean, I get it.
Not to have any
nominees.
She
went
upstairs,
dark came down light. That's what happened on that show.
you saying they paid the light-skinned Aunt Viv more money?
I don't know. I'm not saying.
But that's usually the way it goes, Don.